Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. On today's program, we have a special edition. KWCA President Doug Vanderlinden is with us to talk about the Fall Clinic. Each year, the KWCA board is tasked with putting together the Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic and Banquet. The efforts produce an event that is the envy of other state associations that either don't have a similar clinic or don't have one that is as structured and as organized. This year, COVID's far-reaching claw has put a stop to the traditional clinic that has been held in Salina for many years and forced the event to the virtual space online. Not to be deterred, the KWCA board has put together a two-day clinic that we think will substitute quite nicely for 2020. On the line to fill us in on the schedule is current KWCA president and longtime board member Doug Vanderlinden of Burlington High School. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and the listeners that you have that listen to you. We're really excited. When we were tasked with, as our executive board was tasked with the idea of having a face-to-face clinic was just not going to be possible. And it became apparent that even if we tried to have it, that we truly thought a lot of schools were not going to send coaches to the clinic just because of the concern for social distancing and everything else. We were disappointed because we had Coach John Smith from Oklahoma State and his staff that were going to be kind of our lead clinicians, but wrestlers are resilient. They find a way to make something happen, and so we took advantage of what we learned and saw from the NWCA, the National Wrestling Coaches Association, and their virtual clinic back in July. Had a chance to work with Nate Nas and a group called Coaches Insider, as well as Dan Weaver from NWCA, to kind of be able to put together a format and a service that would help us run this virtual clinic. From there, the KWCA agreed and came up with our dates of October 24th and 25th. And then we formed a working committee that included yourself, Pat, Kit Harris from Baldwin, Nate Nas from Lincoln and the NWCA, and myself. And from there, we started focusing on programming and what the programming would look like for those 2 days. And we're excited. We kick off Saturday with our required rules meeting that coaches need to have. And Mark Lentz will be able to do that. You'll be able to attend that rules meeting and get credit for it, attending live that morning, 9 o'clock that Saturday morning. 10 o'clock, we have a session called the State of Kansas Wrestling, focused on high school, middle school, and USA Wrestling in Kansas. And Pat, you'll be doing the moderation for Mark Lentz, myself, and Mike Juvie. We're then excited. State champion, 3A state champion, coach of the year, Billy Johnson from Norton, will be doing a session on Saturday called Peaking for the Postseason, focusing on the month of February. And how do you, Norton has a tremendous history of having kids ready for basically their league, their regional, and their state. And they continue to excel and peak at the right time. And Coach is going to give us an insight there. Our 1 o'clock session is the landscape of collegiate wrestling, a chance to visit with representatives from the National JUCO Association, the KCAC, and the NAIA. It's going to be a panel format with those four representatives to kind of find out what's going on with in Kansas wrestling, what's going on nationally with collegiate wrestling, girls wrestling, and national tournaments for them, and just a great chance to get an insight. And then Joe Renfro will also be on that panel. Joe, of course, Joey was a former Labette County National Coach of the Year when he was Labette County. 2 o'clock session that afternoon is the girls head coach of the year and the state champion girls, Damon Parker of West Monroe, and he's going to be talking about just that, building a girls program, how to recruit girls into our sport, and then what technique is different for girls than guys. What technique do you focus on to allow girls to have success? So that's the 2 o'clock session. 3 o'clock session, Nick Mitchell, the head coach at Grandview College in Des Moines, Iowa. Nick has won several national championships and a lot of coaching accolades. He's going to be talking about how to market your program, branding your program. Why is that important? What does it do for your program? And then he's also going to be talking about periodization training. And I know he's going to be on a panel with you and looking forward to that session. We kick into our Sunday sessions, Sunday at 1 o'clock. We're going to focus on what we call the youth wrestling development model. Gary Mayub, formerly of Oak Park, I believe, and now with USA Wrestling, is going to focus on how do we develop youth wrestlers with a forward focus into their scholastic style of wrestling, so that it's not just about the win at all costs model, but it really focuses on developing wrestlers and complete wrestlers that will find success as their bodies develop and as they continue to grow and get more enjoyment out of the sport. And through that model, we cut down on burnout and really provide club coaches and USA Wrestling coaches and even high school coaches helping their club with a better model. Sunday at 2 o'clock, practice planning and periodization training, a month-by-month view through a championship season from the 6A coach, championship coach Travis Keel of Mill Valley High School. He's going to provide insight on what did they do month by month that set them apart in their planning and their training. Connor Fitzgerald's got the 3 o'clock session. He's going to focus on summer wrestling ideas and weekly planning for the high school season. So again, another insight into a high level program there. Then Sunday at 4 o'clock, excited about this one, developing your youth wrestling programs, focusing on a community wrestling club that grows kids from that youth organization in USA Wrestling into the middle school program and then right on through to the high school program. And Cody Parks and Kevin McCall of Blue Valley Southwest and the Southwest Timberwolves, I believe, will be our presenters for that. So basically we have 10 Kansas sessions. Coaches that register for the clinic will be able to watch those live and operate and chat with the presenters that are on, even though some of these presentations are recorded. They'll get a chance to chat with those coaches while the session is going on. And then in addition, they'll have access to over 50 sessions for youth, middle school, high school, club coaching, high school coaching through the NWCA. So we'll have that complete repository, again, of over 50 sessions on demand. And so by registering for the clinic at kansaswrestling.org, you can register online at $70 for the clinic and a year of membership. Basically, as a coach, you can attend live. Then you can also turn around and for 90 days, watch the Kansas sessions and watch the NWCA, the national sessions that we're bringing right to your computer, right in the comfort of your home or your classroom.
Sounds like a great lineup. And, you know, being part of the committee, kind of seeing little puzzle pieces to really hear the whole thing, it really sounds like it be a very good lineup and very similar to the in-person clinic. I mean, it almost sounds like what we're doing in schools now with the virtual and in-person and really trying to give as close to the same experience with the virtual as that we can. And the added benefit of having the chat even for those taped sessions, I think is a real advantage. And also, I'm glad you made that clear about how it's available for 90 days. So even if a person is not going to be available in that particular weekend, they should still register because they have that benefit of the 90 days for our clinic as well as the NWCA clinic. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, that's spot on, Pat. And that's the key thing. I think what's going to be different from this virtual clinic versus our face-to-face clinic, I think basically when you take a look, never have we done 10 sessions in a weekend. But the whole thing is in this online world, basically each session's roughly 45 to 55 minutes, and then you go right into the next session. And so it's going to be very rapid fire. The techniques that they're focused on are very, if you notice, when you go onto the kansaswrestling.org and go to more information on the clinic, you'll see this exact breakdown. But you'll see these sessions are very targeted about what they're going to cover. So, for example, Coach Parker is not going to be talking much about, you know, recruiting boy wrestlers and techniques for boy success. I mean, his focus is going to be building a girls program and two areas, how to recruit and what technique is different that you focus on to find success. So, you know, you take a look at what Coach Mitchell's going to do from Grandview, marketing and branding, periodization training. You know, so I really think that people are going to, it's going to be rapid fire machine gun. But like you said, even if people have weddings, football games, whatever that weekend, they can still subscribe to the clinic. And as opposed to missing it in Salina, they can take it up to 90 days. And so they will have plenty of time to go back in and watch the sessions. If there's something they missed in their notes, A lot of the presenters are putting together PowerPoints or Google Slides that we'll be sharing on our website and so forth. So I can't help but think you're going to walk away maybe with some brain overload, but regardless, you're going to have that for 90 days that you can go back and watch key elements to really reinforce the concepts that are being focused on.
Do I assume that the DVD that you've done such a good job of the past lots of years putting together from the clinic, that this will kind of be the supplement for that, that there won't be a takeaway video, that DVD that the people can purchase?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly with this relationship with Coaches Insider, which is a for-profit business. They'll basically take and have those sessions then, and they may package them again later in some way, shape, or form. But in terms of for KWCA membership for the clinic, it'll just be available to them for that 90-day window.
Okay, well, I think you did a great job of presenting that and give us a total picture of what the fall clinic will look like this year. So lastly, how can interested parties get registered?
Well, a couple of different ways. Again, our website for KWCA is www.kansaswrestling.org. On that, there's a link called Clinic, and then there is the clinic schedule, which covers everything we just talked about. Then there's the ability for you to either print a PDF form that you can fill out and then have your school athletic director or secretaries pay for and send in, or you can do the online payment registration system. So you can go ahead and register online, go ahead and pay online with a debit card, credit card, and do it that way as well. Hey, the other thing I forgot to mention is we've got a 65 award winners from the KWCA from our spring awards, and we're trying to set something special up for them. So be looking. I'm hoping some of those people are wondering, oh my, I'm used to getting my awards at a banquet. We're trying to do something special this year in terms of having different regional area people make presentations to coaches at some kind of a special event. So we want to recognize those 65 award winners. We also had one gentleman who's inducted into the KWCA Wrestling Hall of Fame, Rick Langerod of Mulvane. We worked with Coach, and we're disappointed that we can't do his induction ceremony, but we will be doing his induction ceremony in October of 2021. And so Coach has agreed to hold on for a year. But again, we want to recognize him for the tremendous career and tremendous service to Kansas wrestling.
All right, Doug, well said there. And I think you gave us a really good picture about what expectations are for the upcoming fall clinic. So we've been visiting with KWCA president and Burlington High School head coach, Doug Vanderlinden. Coach, thanks for coming on today and talking about the Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate the opportunity. I always enjoy visiting with you.
This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast, reminding you to get your registration in for the 2020 Fritz Knorr Virtual Fall Clinic. Until next time, thanks for listening.